You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Dr. Madeline Ann Lewis, the president and CEO of the Executive Women's Success Institute and creator of the online course, Crack the Career Code, How to Lead with Confidence, Charisma, and Credibility. She also helps women get into those upper level positions. And Dr. Lewis, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
And you're more than welcome, and looking forward to hearing from you today. So Dr. Lewis, tell us about your professional background for those that have missed previous sessions that you've been with us here on the program.
Well, as you said, I'm the president and CEO of the Executive Women's Success Institute, and I also have professional experience in city government, federal government, and the U.S. military. I've been certified by the Professional Women Network as a diversity trainer with special emphasis in women's issues, and I'm a career strategist. I coach. I'm also a professor, and I gotta say, you know, some of the things that I've done, I've repeatedly broken the barriers from the norm by, you know, succeeding in traditionally male fields such as the military and the federal government. And so because of that, and seeing some of the things that I experienced and some of the things that took place, then this is why I created some of the training that I have. But, you know, I have to say that I'm not special, because every successful person has a story and the struggle involved in getting where they want to go. So, you know, sometimes it's not easy, but you can attain it. So, and that's what I'm here to let your audience know. And that's basically me in the nutshell.
And I'd say it's an understatement that you stay quite busy, and your vast experience is also most impressive. Now, you're an experienced diversity trainer. Do you think women are missing out on executive careers? Get into that from your perspective.
Well, I would have to say not unless they want to. And the reason I say that is because, you know, with the current economic climate, it's forced a lot of companies to streamline, trim, and make more efficient use of their present staff. So there's never, ever been a better time for ambitious women to position themselves for advancement in their careers. I mean, a lot of places are opening up positions on their boards now for women because of their restructuring and looking at having that diversity in there. So through dedication and commitment, women can strengthen and enhance their leadership skills and bring their work to the forefront. And like I said, basically land that executive-level promotion that they've always wanted, because, you know, women have been in upper management positions. So it's just a matter now of getting there and showcasing their talents and their abilities.
For certain there. And how do you stay focused even with setbacks? Talk to us about that.
Well, that's a good question. I tell you what, you know, in everything you do and all through life, you're going to have some setbacks somewhere. But I just learned to accept setbacks as a part of succeeding. And what I mean by that, I just feel that it's a common assumption that if you really try your hardest to get something and you don't get it, then most people think you'll be shattered by that. So it's safer not to risk going or doing it at all. But to me, that's not totally true. I just feel like the exact opposite is true. If you try and you fail, you won't feel as bad as you think. Because for one thing, or, you know, you'll gain experience. Another, you some education out of it. You should learn something anyway from the setback. You might even gain some contacts. And my favorite is you might even get that self-confidence you need to propel you to keep going. So that's how I look at setbacks.
And certainly appreciate your advice and input there. Now, do you think women tend to think small in their careers and tend to be afraid to go for those high-level positions, getting back to executive careers?
I think when you're an executive, your thoughts do matter. So when you think like a leader, you don't wait for permission to do the right thing. You make a decision and you follow it through. Leadership is an approach that reflects your thinking. So the higher up you go within an organization, the more important it becomes to think big and to think strategically. So each day will bring new challenges, and what worked perfectly yesterday may not work as well today. So to improve as a leader means you should also help others learn to think like leaders. And so I think that when you say, you know, women being in danger of thinking small, I think some do, but I also think once you decide and you get into that upper management and that senior level, executive level type position, then that mindset has to change because you have to really have a bigger vision. Your vision has to be far out, not just seeing what's in front of you, but you have to see beyond what's in front of you.
Well, Dr. Lewis, it's really good to have you back. Some tremendous information, especially for those females tuning in. Today, we're joined by Dr. Madeline Ann Lewis, the president and CEO of the Executive Women's Success Institute and creator of the online course Crack the Career Code, How to Lead with Confidence, Charisma, and Credibility. She also helps women get into those upper-level positions, and she's joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Lewis, you have a video series about three things every woman should do to herself for executive leadership before you have the title. What do you mean by that?
She should be able to position herself before she has the title. And that just means that, you know, executives are a very particular bunch. And, you know, to become an executive means you have to reach the top of the company, and your decisions, even small ones, affect the company. So executives, you know, they usually have their act together more than the average guy. And because they're not most executives, you don't look at them as the average and ordinary person, you know. And if you want to succeed in that type of position, you have to start thinking like, you know, the executive way before you become one, which means, as I mentioned earlier, you know, as far as your mindset, those things, you have to not think small. You have to look beyond really seeing just what's in front of you. And the decisions you make, you know, when you make a decision, you have to, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, you're going to have to live with it. So that's what I mean when I say position yourself and learn how, especially as a woman, you know, if you know that you have that the talent or the experience to be in that type of position, then learn to toot your own horn. Let people know, hey, this is what I'm reaching for. This is what I aspire to be. And here's what I can do. You know, just give me a chance and let me show you what I can do. So sometimes you have to also learn how to toot your own horn. So that's how you tend to position yourself before you even have that title.
Also, Dr. Lewis, from your experience, is it harder to move up if you work in the federal government?
Well, I think with, you know, the federal government, there's a lot of ins and outs with the federal government. But one reason many people struggle to become successful in any career, in any organization, is because they don't have a clear vision of what they want to accomplish. And this is what I you know, when I'm coaching, I always make sure that when the person comes to me and they say they want to be promoted, you know, their career seems to be at a standstill, it's like, well, do you have a plan? What's your plan? Where do you want to go? It's like you can't just say, I want to be promoted, but you have no idea as to what the next promotion looks like. So they may have, like I said, a vague idea of the benefits they'd like to gain, like, you know, more money or get a bigger house, but they have no idea how they will achieve those things. So they may try a few ventures, working toward a greater level of success, but sometimes they really just don't see the progress because, as I said, they don't really have a plan. So the problem may not be that you're incapable of reaching the level of success that you desire, but rather that you don't have a clear enough vision of what you want to accomplish. So when you ask me if it's harder to move up, you know, if you work in the federal government, I don't think it is, because, you know, they have different levels, they have senior executive levels, but again, you have to make sure that you position yourself. You get, if you need to get more training, if you need to get more education to get to that particular position, then you have to make sure that you do that.
And one last thing before you go, tell us about some of the things that you cover in your training class.
Well, my thing is that I always say that, you know, that old adage that what you don't know won't hurt you. To me, that's not true when it comes to advancing in your career. So what I try to do is put together training that will keep women from being sidelined in their career and that will help them to move forward. And so the things that I usually cover are some of the key takeaways might be to clarity on what their purpose is. You know, when it, well, like I said, if you just say, I want a promotion, well, that could mean a lot of things, but how are you, what are you doing to get that promotion? Do you have the experience to be in that, at that next level? Are you working at that level now so that they can see that you are ready for the next level? And then, you know why you have been passed over or held back. That's another thing. A lot of people don't know that there's reasons that they may not get picked for a certain thing. You know, when they say that you need to have friends in the room so that you, you know, because you never know what they're saying when you're not in the room. So you have to be able to know what's going on and why you're being passed over. So if you don't get a promotion, you should inquire, you know, what is it that I didn't do or what didn't you see in my background? And so that way, the next time you apply, you can fix those things or you could have that certain experience that you need. And then acknowledge what is unique about yourself. Like I said, learn how to toot your own horn. You know, take control of your own destiny, because one of the things I also tell women is that nobody is going to care more about your career than you do. So you're the one that have to make sure that you are covering the bases in that, you know, so that you could get from point A to point B. And always increase your professional skills and your competencies. So I talk to them a lot about that, because it's a constant learning experience. Even as you're moving up and you're getting into these different levels, moving into these different levels, it's also a different level of experience. So you have to continually learn. And just to wrap it up, it's a lot more to it than that, but just learn how to stop merely striving for excellence and become a thriving executive. In other words, don't you know, just think, hey, I'm doing everything okay, I'm doing it well. Make sure that you know what that position calls for so that you can make sure that when you do something, you don't just do it half-heartedly, but you're doing it at the excellence level, not just what do they say, a little dab a do. You don't want to do it like that. And then I'll just give you this one more, and I know we have to close, but also always, always, always have a mentor or a coach, because you cannot do this by yourself, because they, your mentor, your coach, will see things in you that you may not see in yourself or that you may not want to acknowledge. And so that they could point those things out to you so that you can, you know, fix it. Maybe you don't like communicating. Maybe you don't like speaking in front of a large crowd. So these are things that sometimes they could give you advice or maybe even some resources for you to look into if you have a coach or a mentor.
Dr. Lewis, always tremendous information each and every time. Can't thank you enough for what you've shared here today specifically. If listeners wanted to get more information on your online course or your company, where is the best place that they could find those details online?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.exwsi.com, or they can email me at info@exwsi.com. That's where they can three-part video series. And if they want to register for my online class, It is just crackthecareercode.com. So it's the same title as the course for them to register.
Well, that certainly works. Again, Dr. Lewis, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be on the show.
And you're more than welcome, and looking forward to our next conversation. We've been speaking with Dr. Madeline Ann Lewis, the president and CEO of the Executive Women's Success Institute and creator of the online course, Crack the Career Code, How to Lead with Confidence, Charisma, and Credibility. She helps women get into those upper-level positions. And for all the details, visit exwsi.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.